But my role today, as I see it, would be to be sort of the setup man for the main event. And in that role, what I wanted to do, I see people of every degree of experience in the offshore out there in the audience, you ladies and gentlemen. And so I thought maybe we should spend a few minutes trying to get review the bidding, set up so that everybody's sort of on the same page. And what we're going to do is moving, as Michael said, from Eva's perspective, which is more of a litigation perspective, we're going to deal with the offshore risk allocation from the transactional lawyer's perspective. And after I give you my little brief primer on all of this, then we'll open it up to the real world, where we have these three wonderful panelists that I will try to keep under control as a moderator. But in order not to spend a lot of time when we segue into that role, I'd like to introduce them now. First, we have Michael Cizmadia from Baker Hughes. Mike is the head of a team of 12 people at Baker Hughes who handle worldwide the risk management issues relating to their customer contracts. And Michael is originally from Michigan. He went to Michigan State, went to law school here, though, and worked for a time with BP before joining Baker Hughes. And next is Joe White, who I'm pleased to say is almost a contemporary of mine. There are a couple of us here today. And Joe is has a mathematics background from the University of North Carolina and a law degree from Harvard, and has been with Exxon his entire career in marketing, production, and now on the development side. So he's got a wonderful perspective, spent a lot of time working on these issues in the Gulf of Mexico and elsewhere.